Hello everybody and welcome to another episode of Sweet Buzz. Guys, I'm so excited. It's really early in the morning. Actually, it's 10:30. But you know the previous episode when I said I've started selling to my procrastinated mind? Well, it started working like magic. I mean, let me tell you everything that happened today and it's barely 10:30. Hey guys, Dancho Dimkov here and you're listening to Sweet Buzz, scaling a digital B2B business. For all the entrepreneurs, business owners and CEOs, this is your moment to radiate positive energy. Because if I can do it, so can you. In this podcast, I'm sharing my thoughts, opinions and everyday experience in the business world. But I'm letting you glance into my personal life too. So stay tuned because this episode may be the epiphany that you're looking for. So I woke up at 5 in the morning. I had time to wake up from 5 till 7. I was able to finish editing the Skills to Financial Freedom, the book that I'm actually writing, and it's done. I'm going to get back to this topic, but from 5 till 7, I was able to keep working on the book undisturbed with a clarity, because it's one thing when you try to write at night. It's different when you wake up and you're fresh. So I could really do a lot of stuff. At 7, I had to wake up my son. So instead of waking up late and we were all stressed and I'm like, come on, get dressed. And he's like, but I don't want to and everything. I woke him up early, an hour early before school. So no rush, no stress. I was able to slowly wake him up, play a bit. And guess what? Since we were earlier, we walked to the school. And imagine just the bonding that I had, like it's a 15-minute walk, but we walk to the street, he's already happy, he's already fresh, instead of the stressful, come on, get into the car, I have to drop you at the school. So by before 8, I was already finished with taking the kid to school. At 8, I was first in the gym. The gym opens at 8, I was there first. So from 8 to 9, I actually had the time to exercise. From 9, I had a meeting with the CEO of Bisbee, with Natasha. We had some stuff to go over. So I was like, well, I'm actually on foot coming back from the gym to home. Actually, I can do the call and agree on the stuff that we were supposed to take care of. And on the way back, I also got to the butchery. I bought some tomahawk steaks because my parents are coming actually tonight from Netherlands. So yeah, we're going to do some nice meat and hang out to the night. But the crazy part is it's 10:30 and I did majority of my chores, majority of my exercising, majority of my father and son relationship and the writing and even walking. I have 10,000 steps. It's already 10:30. So I really figure out the way how I can start selling to my mind. It's like, you know what? You want to go to bed and feel bad because you did your 10,000 steps? Or do you want to go bad and feeling that you haven't exercised? And guess what? Instead of staying up till 1 in the morning, 2 in the morning and try to catch up on everything, it's the other way around. I put everything that is important, relevant, and it has to be done. Now I put it first thing in the mornings. So book writing for me, it's really important now. So it's 5 a.m. First thing in the morning, I write the books. Gym, it's absolutely something that I don't want doing, as I told you several times. But guess what? I'm already taking my kid to the school. It's 50 meters from the school. So I was like, even if I don't feel like going to the gym, it's like, come on, at least get in, do some 5, 10 minutes, and then you get out. But at least do it. And yeah, it never 5, 10 minutes. The hardest pain is to convince yourself to get into. Because once you're at the gym, you kind of forget that you didn't want to go. You kind of start enjoying and you can easily spend 45 minutes to an hour. So it really works. And as funny as it is, today I finally finished the manuscript from the Skill to Financial Freedom. And interesting, guys, I really thought it's going to be a 7-day work in Malta project. Then it evolved into 6-7 months writing process, which was quite intensive. But then I had to pause it for a bit. I mean, when I was in May in Greece, I actually finished the book. But then I wanted to leave it to breathe for 2-3 months, because then I wanted to start looking at it one more time, because with a different perspective. Because when you're too deep into the book, you need to take a step back. So what I was doing in the last week or two is that every morning I wake up and actually start writing, start going over chapter one, chapter two, chapter three, all up to chapter seven, and I was making it better. So I was sharing some more stories. I was making more clarity whenever I saw something was not good. So my first layer of editing, I actually finished it. Now I have Booba. She's our content manager at Bisbee. She's going chapter by chapter to further edit it. I mean, as much as I want her English, she's far, far better than me. But it's interesting. It's not like I wait for seven chapters and then send it to her, but it was on a chapter by chapter basis. I redo the chapter, I send it to her. As she's editing, I'm redoing the second chapter and then the third. And as I'm getting the feedback from her, I'm actually upgrading the book. So guess what? Today I'm gonna get the last sixth and seventh chapters edits from Booba. And once I apply that, I have the second edit finished. And that's it, guys. It's ready to go to the third editor, which is pre-final. But that one is gonna be from the publishing house. I already reached out to Reading Press, the company that actually published the Sweet Leads, and I already arranged for the woman to actually go and final proofread and pro edit the book. So it looked quite surprising if you ask me, because it's like, what? First of no, it's 31st of October, and there are some chance that I would be able to release this book just before New Year. How amazing would that be? I mean, what needs to happen? Booba to finish the I just finished with my edits. Booba needs to finish with her edits. Then the publishing house needs to finish with their edits. And in between, I need the cover and the designs and the illustrations inside. And voila, I have a book. Yeah, I'd also need to send it to a few better readers. But guys, it took me 12 months. I just checked. I've started this project in September in Malta. When I say I'm gonna write a book about my journey and how I go from a skill to financial independence, and it's 12 months from now. And I believe that if it goes in December or even in January, it's almost 1.5 year. And you remember when I said, well, Sweet Leads is 2 years, it's a lot of work, but this kind of second and third book would be faster. Well, it's not. If you want a book, if you want a really good book, you cannot rush it. And now I understand why. Well, when you create a blog post, I can just write it in one night, post it, and it's out there. I can always log in, edit something on the blog, or create some clarification or correct a typo. While the book is really different, it's something that lasts forever, and that's why you want to make it perfect. That's why I finished the manuscript in May. That's why now it took me up to October to edit the version myself, and that's why I'm having Booba to further edit, and then the publishing house will do another layer of edits and proofreading and all the things that is gonna go into the book just to have one final product. But I want to be proud from that product, and that's why it has to be done. Maybe that's why not everybody's into writing an actual book. I mean, writing an ebook or writing a blog post, it's much easier. You write it, you can edit it, it's not final. But publishing a book is something that stays forever, and I want to be perfect. I'm currently really proud of it, and knowing what the editors can further do to the book, I'm really excited. That's all for today, guys. It's 10:30, so now I have still a whole day ahead of me to figure out what I'm gonna do. Am I gonna keep walking and I'm gonna do some sales calls, or I'm gonna clean up my email? But getting up at 5 in the morning, it's really something that is doing a really positive impact on me, on my energy, and on the capacity. I can do so much stuff in a single day now. That's all I had for today, guys. Do have a great day, and we stay in touch. Thanks for tuning in, guys. If you enjoyed the episode, then do subscribe. Oh, and you can tell a friend too. Don't miss out on the previous or the upcoming episodes on podcast.bizbeesolution.com. If you have a question or just really want to say hi, feel free to do so on my social media profiles. Connect with me or DM me on LinkedIn or Facebook. Did you know that my book, Sweet Leads, is an Amazon bestseller? Well, grab your Kindle or printed copy on Amazon.